Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry joins me to talk about some of the top stories from around the state. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, Attorney General Bill Schuette has announced plans to sue an Escanaba-based tugboat company for allegedly damaging underwater cables and a pipeline with one of its anchors in the Straits of Mackinac. In addition to releasing oil from the electric cables, the anchors also believed to have dented Line 5. That's the oil and gas pipeline owned by Enbridge, which is a Michigan Radio sponsor. Enbridge is going to do an inspection. The state wants its own. This all comes during the debate about whether to keep Line 5 open. Can you think of another piece of Michigan infrastructure that became a story with so many moving parts?
Well, perhaps the Ambassador Bridge and the struggle over the bridges over the Detroit River. But in this case, it strikes me as sort of patently absurd. Yes, this tugboat, if in fact it is guilty, the owners of the tugboat deserve to have the book thrown at them for this. But at the same time, you've got Schuette by implication and Kelly, Brian Kelly, his rival for the Republican nomination, saying the pipeline doesn't need to be closed yet. The problem is the pipeline is an invitation to a disaster, and what happens if the next boat and the next anchor punctures it?
And there is some level of irony that for all of the concern and reporting that's been done on Line 5, that another line in the same area ended up being damaged, but it does seem at its surface to be a close call.
Of course it's a close call, and if one boat can travel over that dragging an anchor improperly, I don't know why another couldn't.
Jack, Michigan Democrats held their endorsement convention over the weekend. That's the convention where the party coalesces around candidates for attorney general, secretary of state, and the state Supreme Court. You discussed Dana Nessel's win in the AG race yesterday. For our listeners saying, wait, isn't the primary coming up in August? Could you explain how the endorsement convention works and what Democrats try to gain by having it?
Well, first of all, these the positions aren't decided in a primary. We don't have a primary for attorney general and secretary of state. The party selects the nominees, and they do that actually after the primary. They do it around Labor Day, but the feeling was they wanted to unite on candidates first so these folks could have an advantage and start campaigning. It also is a factor in who's going to be picked for lieutenant governor. It's likely we'll have a gubernatorial nominee who's a woman, Gretchen Whitmer. The Secretary of State and Attorney General nominees are women, so it's almost certain the lieutenant governor will be a man. This gives them a little edge in terms of time.
In 2010, about 700 registered Democrats turned out for the endorsement convention. This year, more than 6,700 showed up. What should both Democrats and Republicans be thinking about after that kind of increase?
Well, in 2010, there was a general assumption, which was correct, that the Democrats were going to lose everything in sight, which they did. There were no exciting candidates, except for Jocelyn Benson, perhaps. But you had a contested race here. You had Dana Nessel, who was a very strong candidate, very well organized, got thousands of people to come to vote for her, even in the terrible weather of last weekend, and sort of outfoxed the competition. So if you've got an interesting race, people will show up for it.
And we're certainly in a different political climate than 2010 as well, which may have contributed.
We tend to switch parties every 8 years. In 2010, people were pretty much tired of the Granholm administration. And in 2018, you can look at the polls and see what they think of Snyder and the Republicans.
Jack, let's turn to the Republican Party for a minute. The race to become the party's nominee for governor is getting a lot of attention, of course, with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly in the race, Attorney General Bill Schuette also a candidate. What other Republican races besides the governor's race have caught your attention this early on?
That's a very good question, Doug. And there's a race going on sort of behind the scenes between Tom Leonard, the Speaker of the House, and State Senator Tanya Schuettmaker. They both want to be the nominee for Attorney General. They both have strengths. Leonard is probably favored, although he's in this ethical controversy now. He took this all-expenses-paid trip to London with a bunch of lobbyists, and he said he didn't talk to the lobbyists. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. But the conventional wisdom is that Leonard will probably be the attorney general nominee, and they'll attempt to get Senator Schuettmaker to take lieutenant governor, although we don't know, and that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Vote early and often.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joined us today by Skype, and he joins me every Wednesday morning on Morning Edition at 7:45.